Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. This is Taking Another Look 2020, and we are in our series, No Other Gods, and our topic for today is intimacy with God. I don't intend to be with you for very long. Amen. This is our Memorial Day weekend in the United States. Amen. And we are giving glory and honor to the Lord God Almighty. I praise God, amen, because He is God and God alone. Amen. He is glorious. He is honorable. He is true and He is faithful. Amen. I give Him glory and I give Him honor. I praise Him. I praise Him with everything that I have in me. I give Him glory. Glory to God. Amen. I thank you once again for joining me for this installment in our series, No Other Gods. And I just want to say this is a serious matter in our time and this time of our history of mankind. We need God just as much as we ever have. Amen. And just want to say for us, amen, in this particular series on this particular night, although I'm not going to be before you long, this that I am about to say to you is really, really important. So I hope that you will give ear and listen to what the voice, listen to what the Spirit is saying to each and every one of us, because it is so important. Intimacy with God is very, very important to each and every one of us. So important that we grab a hold to our relationships with the Lord. Amen. So many times we think it is so important that we go to grab our Bibles and go to church, and then we go to church and we listen to the preacher and we put our Bibles down when we get home, and then we don't pick our Bibles up again until we go back to church again next Sunday. But that's not intimacy with God. Our intimacy with God is our everyday relationship with Him. Amen. We need to know God for ourselves. We need to intimately know Him. Amen. The reason that we fall short so much of the time is because we don't know God at all. We don't know Him. We don't know Him. That's why we fall. That's why we falter, because we don't know Him. We need to know Him. We need intimacy with the Lord. I mean, how would you like it if your husband didn't speak to you for days and days on end? How would you like that if your children didn't talk to you and they come home from school and they ignored you? They didn't say a word to you. They just went to their rooms. How would you like it? You wouldn't. That's not a relationship. And neither is it when you just put your Bible down after you come home from church and then just pick it up again when it's time to come go to church again. We need intimacy with God. It's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. Amen. Many have called this the era of the lukewarm church. Oh, God, that is serious. Look what it says about the lukewarm church in Revelation. It says that the Lord would spew them out of His mouth. He would rather that they be hot or cold. But the lukewarm church, He spews out of His mouth. Oh, we don't want that to happen to us. Oh, today I was reading, I was doing a little study, because I'm always looking at different studies, and I was looking at some studies on Lifeway.com, and I ran across, I think it's called The Faithful, and actually it has multiple studies within it, and I was looking at the one on Hosea. So it took me to Hosea, and I was looking at of course, the book of Hosea. So I started reading there, and that's where it took my reading today. So that is where we are, is in the book of Hosea from there, because of the struggle that they had with knowing God. They did not know the Lord. And the Lord made a point of actually saying that. And the judgment of the Lord was upon them because they didn't know the Lord. And it wasn't that. And yeah, the Lord's judgment was upon them because of that.
And so many times we find ourselves in the conditions that we are, not necessarily because, well, it is because we were born in a state of sin. And I just hear me out. We were born in a state of sin, and many things happen because of the state of sin that we were born in. And because of that state, things are because of the state of sin, and we do things because of the state of sin. But once we come into holiness, once we come into righteousness, the state of sin no longer reigns over us. So now, once we come to know the Lord, that state no longer reigns over us. So once God is reigning over us, once the Spirit of the Lord is reigning, once He has the rule, the state of sin no longer reigns. Glory to God. Sin no longer reigns. Hallelujah. God reigns. So no longer should we be lukewarm. We should be hot. But if we allow sin in, glory to God, if we allow sin in, we become lukewarm. We become cold. Or we might even leave altogether. Glory to God, and become totally sinful and backslidden altogether. Amen. But let's take a look at Hosea. I don't want to get totally off my subject. We are talking about intimacy. And Hosea, the book itself is talking about the children of Israel and the prophet Hosea. And it was talking about Israel's backslidden state. Amen. And Israel's whoredom, basically having backslidden away from God, having left the Lord. And that is the condition that we are also in as a people of God. We have left the Lord as a people, which is why we're in this series, No Other Gods, because the Lord gave me this series, because we are in that state. And then we must return to the Lord. Amen. That's why Exodus 20:3 is our scripture. Amen. That we're holding to. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And it is the scripture that I continue to bring, because that is the theme of the No Other Gods series. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Whatever it is that you have put before God, amen, that is a god. And you must put that thing away, because God is the only God. He demands exclusivity, and nothing else can be before Him. He demands exclusivity. He demands your intimate. You must be intimately involved with the God of the universe, the God of creation. He is calling for you. He is calling for relationship with you, with you. You are that important to Him. That the God of creation is calling your name. He's calling you out from among all of His creation to have a relationship with you. You are that important to Him, that He's calling you forth out of so many, that He wants relationship with you. You are that important. Glory to God. And so was Israel, that He was calling Israel forth out of so many, out of all the nations. The Lord was calling Israel out of all the other nations, calling them forth for intimacy with Him. He was calling Israel forth as His light, to be a light to the Gentiles. He was calling Israel forth to be a light to the Gentile nations. He was calling them forth to be intimate with Him. He was calling them forth to have a relationship. But Israel had decided that they wanted something else. So they had turned their back on God. And the Lord had sent prophet after prophet, and the prophet this time was Hosea. And amen, I'm going to read from Hosea chapter 6, and I'm going to ask that you read Hosea 1 through 6. Let that be your reading, amen, for this week, Hosea 1 through 6. I am not going to read through the entirety. I am going to go back and read just a few verses from
chapter 5 just to let you hear what the Lord was saying to them so that you'll understand what was happening in chapter 6, but I'm not going to read all of the entirety of it. But what I am going to say is they were in a backslidden condition. They had left the Lord, much like we have left the Lord. Amen. They had picked up idols. Amen. They had picked up whoredoms. They had prostituted themselves with other nations, with other peoples. They had done everything under the sun, much like we are doing as a people. And I do realize not everyone is doing that. Some people do have intimacy with God. Glory to God. Keep it up. Amen. The Lord is pleased with those that are, but he is not pleased with those who are not. Amen. And he is calling for repentance in this hour. He is looking to repair and to rebuild and to restore and to regenerate and to revive and to renew. Glory to God. That is why he is calling. Amen. That is why he is calling for repentance, because he wants to repair and rebuild and restore and renew. Amen. The Lord did not send this pandemic, glory to God, but he did allow it to come about. Amen. The Lord does allow these things so that we will wake up. He allows these things so that awakenings will come. He allows these things so that we will come back to him. He allows these things so that revival will come. He allows these things so that restoration will come about. He allows these things so that we will be shaken. Glory to God. And the same thing was happening in the house of Israel and in Judah, so that they would be shaken, and surely they were. And you see, and we see that in chapter 6 of Hosea. Glory to God. Amen. Let me go to chapter 5. I had a couple of verses that I wanted to read to you. Okay, Hosea chapter 5, and I'm going to read starting at verse 3. Just to give you an idea, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord was saying, and this is the prophet Hosea speaking prophetically through the Lord. I know Ephraim and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. Remember, I told you they don't know him. They don't know him, and the same thing is happening right now. The same thing is happening. Don't know the Lord. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. I'm going to stop right there. Okay. Amen. That was from Hosea. And I read verses 3 through 6. No, 7. I'm sorry. 3 through 7. Now I am going to Hosea chapter 6. And I'm just going to read 1 through 3, just a portion of 3. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. And after 2 days he will revive us, and the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. And then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. And I'm just going to stop right there. And that's just a portion of verse 3. And I just want to stop right there, because this word know is where we want to stop. This word know is the word yada, the word yada, the Hebrew word yada. And it means to know. It means to know. And this word is an intimate knowing. This is an intimate knowing God. Remember back in Hosea chapter 5, the Lord said that they did not know him. They did not know him. They did not know the Lord. They did not know him. They didn't know him. They did not have a relationship with the Lord. They didn't have a relationship with the Lord. And that is what they need to return. They need to return to the Lord. Now, when you fall away from a relationship, a lot of times we fall away because we didn't actually know the person in the first place. Did you actually really know? Did you really know? Did you really have intimacy with the person if you fell away? That's what we need to return to. We don't need to go back to the same old routine that we had before, just to go into Sunday services with a Bible in hand and then coming back to home and doing the same old thing that we used to do. We need to have relationship with the Lord, an intimate relationship with the Lord. Our spirit is actually calling out to the Spirit of God for intimacy with the Lord. Our spirit is calling out for intimacy, our deep calls to deep. Our spirit is calling for a deeper relationship with the Lord in this season. We're looking for deeper call. Oh my God, I'm telling you, I can't seem to get this out the way that I feel it, but I'm hoping that you hear my heart. I'm hoping that you hear the heart of the Spirit in this hour. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord God. Help me get this out, Lord God. Help me, Jesus. Hear me, people of God. Hear me, even those of you that don't know the Lord. The Lord wants an intimate relationship with you, and it is not anything that you have seen or that you have known before. If you have not sat in the presence of the Lord in private or in your churches and ignored everything else and everyone else around you, and I mean just you and Jesus, and felt the presence of the Lord as if there was nobody else in the room, and you and Jesus had communion as if nobody else was present on earth. I am talking about a relationship with the God of the universe, just you and him. It is time out for anything else. It's time out for it. It's time to commune with your Savior. It's time to commune with the Creator. It's time to commune with the God of the universe. It is time to have a relationship with the Lord of heaven. It's time for intimacy with God. The devil is a liar. He is having a relationship with God long enough. He has tried to fool us and bamboozle us and hoodwink us out of having communion with God long enough. It is time for us to get in the face of God and not leave that place until we receive the blessing of God, just like Jacob did when he wrestled with the angel of God. Amen. Jacob had wrestled with the theophanic angel, the angel of the Lord, the pre-incarnate Christ. Jacob wrestled with Jesus that day, the pre-incarnate Christ that day. He wrestled until he was blessed. He wrestled until his name was changed. It's time for us to wrestle until the Lord changes our name. It's time for us to wrestle until our circumstances are changed. It's time for us to wrestle until our names are changed. It's time for us to wrestle in the presence of God until our relationships with him are solidified in our spirits. Hallelujah. It's time for us to have intimacy with God. Some of us don't even know if we have relationships with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, help us, Lord. Oh, help us, God. Help us, God. Oh, help us, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, God. Help us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, move every hindrance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I loose the glory of God into the room where you are right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, so that you can go forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God, move, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God bless you and God keep you, people of God. Oh, the Lord wants to commune with you. He wants to have intimacy with you. Your relationship with him is important to you. Amen. Your salvation is bent on that relationship. Amen. That's what your salvation is all about. He is saving you. He chose you. You are a child of God. Jesus chose you to be his child. He chose you. When you received the Holy Ghost and fire, he chose you to have a relationship with him. He wants to commune with you, to have a one-on-one with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil trick you out of that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, I personally have spent a lot of days being bamboozled myself, being tricked out of my blessing. Time out for that. Time out for that. Better days ahead. Oh, my God. We're not doing that anymore. We are not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore, are we? None of us. None of us. We're taking back all of our stuff. We are taking back all of our stuff. We're taking back all of our stuff. We're taking back our place in the kingdom. We're taking back our crown. We're taking back our place in the priesthood. We're taking back our position in the royal family. We're taking back our ground. Hallelujah. We're taking it back in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We are kingdom people. We belong, amen. We belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to cry out to the Lord even right now wherever you are. Just begin to cry out to him. Amen. And he will meet you right there where you are. My favorite scripture and the one, amen, that I have been, amen, using in prayer is from Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me. Amen. Amen. Call on him and he will answer you. Call on him and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Glory to God. And he will do it. Amen. Because he is God. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.